with the customer service, the peace of mind. And, you know, the feeling of being covered is great.
Be a stand-up person like Dean. Ethos is life insurance built with you in mind. Straightforward, super fast, and affordable. The online application takes just minutes. There are no commissioned agents, and you'll get an instant hassle-free estimate.
My family and my wife will be taken care of. I'd highly recommend Ethos to anybody looking for life insurance. It's a no-brainer.
Go to ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com.
Electrolit is your premium hydration drink with electrolytes for a fast recovery thanks to its scientific formula. Grab one now at a Circle K near you. Hydrate your life with Electrolit.
KKFN and KKFN HD1, Longmont, Denver. From the American Financing Studios, the best Broncos opinions never stop coming on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tom Nealon and D-Mac with the top six at six.
How about six? Six is good.
All right, story number one. Let's talk about the Broncos special teams. Tom McMahon, how dangerous are the Bears returners?
Extremely dangerous. Cordell Patterson is, you know, we all know, he's exceptional. And Cohen is exceptional. So we got to do a great job. Number one, it starts with the guy that has the ball in his hands. Okay, so we got to do a great job as a punter. We got to do a great job as a kicker to give us a chance to cover these things. And then at the end of the day, we got to keep working vertical against these guys. If you stop and give them space back there, they got zuzus, and they'll make you miss.
What are you expecting out of?
Cordarrelle Patterson.
He's good.
That's the dude that's trying to make guys flinch, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Remember I talked about that?
Was that
yesterday, the day before?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also a special teams thing. When he's on a punt return, he lines up over the guard and switches his feet up. He flinches at guys. That means he's not returning the punt, but they're prepared for these guys. Just kick it out of the end zone on kickoffs.
Right.
That happened twice.
Yeah.
McManus against Oakland. They had two returns.
Yeah, but
the first one of the game, I think they got it for like 25 yards. Kick it out of the end zone. We don't have to worry about kickoffs. We don't have to worry about kickoff returns of the Bears. It's the punts. It's Wadman, who punted pretty well the other night.
Yeah, he did, actually.
So what's the question?
How
good are their returners?
How what's the level of concern for the Broncos special teams?
There's always a concern with special teams. Until there's not. I mean, Monday night's game did not quell any fears.
How big was your shake your head moment when, like, it's like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, kickoff returns are, I mean, I won't say never, but if you watched the NFL over the weekend, how many kickoff returns did you see go past the 20-yard line? Hardly any. If you get past the 25, it seems like, well, that's a good deal.
Right. Give the ball to them at the 25.
Take your chance.
Just be safe.
Right.
Make them drive the length of the field. On the other side of it, they still have kicking problems.
All right.
He was one for one, a shorty, but he also kicked the ball out in the ensuing kickoff.
It's Panera bread, right?
The bread man.
Bread
man.
Different than the deli man.
Panero. That's his name. Another Eddie. But he kicked the ball in the end zone. If we get the ball at the 40, I'll take that all day.
Bring it, Richie.
We've learned that Antonio Brown will not be placed on the commissioner's exempt list. How do you feel about that?
I think it's ridiculous. And
Give me more.
He should
How
not,
do you really feel about
he
that?
He should be cut, and I don't like Bill Belichick, and it'll be embarrassing for Goodell to put him on the exempt list after he plays against the Dolphins. So,
can they put their owner on the exempt list?
Can
Kraft go on the exempt list?
He's been on a lot of lists.
That's all you're going to give me?
You want me to freak out? I've already freaked out about it.
Your face didn't change colors or anything.
I talked to PETA and Eileen about it today. And,
are they mad? Are they all about AB?
They got their
number 17 shirts or they bought them?
Nobody in New England likes Antonio Brown.
Because of this or because he's a Steeler?
They don't know him. They don't care. There's nothing invested in him.
They don't know him, so they don't like him?
Right. Oh, it's Boston.
New England. Seriously.
I mean, come on. You know how it goes.
My daughter's finding that out right now.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Yep. You don't have an accent? We don't like you. Colorado, where's that?
Yeah, Pocket Con, Harvard Yard. But
I thought I was going to break out maps all day long for these idiots.
All right, ring it, Richie. Oh, man. Christian did not have a great night, that's for sure. Neither did the Panthers, and, man, the game came down to this.
Direct snap. They fake the toss. McCaffrey. Depends where they put it. What Shot a play time. By Hargraves out on the edge, and he did not get it. Todd Bowles' defense was not fooled. What a play made out on the edge by Hargraves.
First, do you like the call?
It's okay. No. There was no option on the pass. When you roll out, you basically, when you run over to the sideline like that, you're out of options. I would much rather have seen.
It was a little trickery.
Cam Newton looked like he was open. But that was never the design of the play. Christian was never going to throw the ball. It was run all the way. It was basically out of wildcat. And there's just no options. If I'm going to roll and run to the boundary, I want the option of a pass at least. That's why I like the quarterback with sprints and things like that, because they put the pressure on the defense to come up and defend you in case you ran the ball. And you also have the option to pass it. I mean, there was imagination to the play. I'm not saying that, but Cam looked like he was open.
Great defensive play.
That was a corner, too.
It was amazing. Hey, Christian's pretty yoked up, for sure. That was a hell of a play, man. That really was a hell of a play to stop Christian short. I'm sure for Christian, it was crushing. Because he realized, I have to do is go 1 yard, win the game.
It was intentional not to block that dude.
Just have Christian beat him.
Right.
It was
a foot race, and if it got to be an even foot race, that Christian could get enough to get over.
I guess I was just a little surprised Christian just didn't plant his foot and run downhill.
There was somebody kind of there.
Christian just has this ridiculous change of pace, like just like go from one direction to another, though. Although Christian thought he could outrace him to the corner, and you know what? He probably can outrace most guys to the corner. It was an incredible play.
Last night, it was a bad game for him. He didn't. But Cam wasn't trying to target him a lot either.
It seemed like
it was intentional.
Yes, like they were resting him because they had used him so much. But he didn't come off the field. He was still on the field.
Right, he was a decoy the entire game.
I'll get to my next one with Cam in a second. Ring it, Richie.
Minka Fitzpatrick. A cornerback could be on the market. What are you giving up for a guy like that? Would you give up anything for the guy like that?
How's Bryce Callahan?
How's Duke Dawson?
Let's start with Bryce Callahan.
I think it's a first-round pick.
Let's start with Bryce Callahan. How is he? Because we theoretically are about to give this dude $21 million for
the
next 3 years.
Limited. Bryce Callahan will not play Sunday.
Will he play next year? I mean, what is Bryce Callahan? Who is he?
Let's say he's going to miss the next three. He'll miss the Chicago game, the Green Bay game.
They're trying to get
Jacksonville after that.
They're trying to get a first round pick for Minka Fitzpatrick. I would not do that. It's just too much for me.
If you knew Bryce Callahan's missing the next three games, would you do it? And Chris Harris next year.
I don't have to re-sign Chris Harris next year. Now I got it. But now I don't have a first round pick next year.
Well, you don't like what the hell they're doing with their first-round picks anyways.
That's a good point.
I mean, you're getting a first-round talent.
I mean, what are we doing in the first round next year anyways? Oh, we were definitely not going to pick a quarterback because...
If I told you this pick would
make... You know
what?
That's not
bad. If I told you this pick... If they made this trade for a first-round pick for next year, and this pick would translate into 16 or later, meaning that the Broncos are somewhere around 8-8, that 8-8, 9-7 land, would you do it? 16 or later.
Because Chris Harris is gone?
It's out of your one. Well, I don't know about that, but
well,
16
he?
Or later. Because you're out of your 1 through 15 of quarterbacks.
Oh, man. I'm not drafting a linebacker. I'm not drafting an offensive tackle in the first round.
There's going to be three quarterbacks in the top 15.
I don't do it.
At least.
Well, I'm drafting a linebacker.
So you're going to get a good player because you're not drafting quarterback. Because they've committed to Drew Lock because he's a second-round pick.
Yeah, but we're giving up our first-round pick. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Are you doing it?
If this pick turns... if this trade turned into where it's going to make us a 9-7 team as opposed to a 6-10 team, I'm probably doing it.
Okay.
I feel better about them bringing in guys that are proven than the draft.
Listen, it would definitely be a win now move. So
that's what they talk about.
Oh, that's right. If it really is win now, then now is now. So, okay.
Are we having the same conversation as Trent Williams? Do you make the tick? Do you make the trade?
I do.
Yeah.
Because I want to get...
I don't think there's any debate there.
Because I probably would be trying to draft an offensive tackle anyway next year. Or...
Same people that drafted Garrett Bowles?
Bring it, Richie. It is true. Cam Newton does look like a old woman in the 1800s with a toothache. No doubt about it. And there's an outcropping of hair, which makes this statement kind of funny.
You're not going to hear no type of reasons why tonight didn't go as planned. I have to be better. No matter what physical condition I'm in, no matter what foot... shoulder, I ain't get the job done tonight, man, and it's frustrating. I wish I could say something other than that, but you know that's the facts. And you know I'm extremely brutally honest person, you know, with people, and I'm extremely brutally honest with myself. And I guess it's time for me to look myself in the mirror and you know do some real soul searching, because I had opportunities tonight and I didn't get it done.
You know, if you look at yourself in the mirror, you look like an old woman in the 1800s with a toothache. I mean.
Nice.
It's kind of funny to just say, I got to look myself in the mirror, because people are stunned with the way he's been looking these days. Now, hey, God bless him. Wear whatever you want. I don't care.
Yes, you do. You're big on wardrobe.
I seriously don't care, but when
you're
wearing...
the fashion police when you're wearing of the NFL.
When you're wearing a bonnet and you have a front dreadlocks, and you say, I'm going to look myself in the mirror, it's
I don't think he means that.
Literally. Well, it's hard not to take it literally when he...
Hey, you're hard on people, man. Look at you.
Dennis Rodman thinks he makes interesting...
What are you wearing that's so wonderful?
Nothing.
You got a fan t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Arizona State hat.
Yeah. Nothing matches.
Cam would come in here and rip you up.
Really?
Yeah.
In terms of what?
Your wardrobe.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. He dresses like what Dennis Rodman wouldn't wear.
Is there a question coming? Cam Newton does not look right physically.
What's a bigger story?
How poorly
he's playing, or how bizarrely he's looking?
It's his play.
Okay, describe.
Who cares?
Describe his play.
It looks like his
outfit.
No, I don't care how a dude dresses. But he looks injured. He talked about the shoulder, talked about the foot. There's something wrong with him.
His inaccuracy is...
Some of his throws last night were brutal. He's too big and powerful a person to have throws like that.
Their defense was doing great against Tampa.
Tampa's defense is legit, too.
They are. But that being said, there were lots of guys wide open.
It's all about Devin White, man. He's hurt now. That with MCL.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. All right, ring it, Richie.
On the fan on Saturday, you'll be able to hear CU versus Air Force.
Oh, man.
CU off an emotional win. Air Force was on the bye week last week, getting an extra week to prepare for the Buffs. Who do you give the edge to?
I give the edge ultimately to the Buffs because they're a better team. But boy, oh, boy, if Troy Calhoun can figure out how to run the ball for 350 yards, which is probably the game plan, anything can happen. So yeah, I think it shapes up like a great game.
Shorten that game.
That's what they're going to try to do.
Got to do what LaVisca does.
What's that?
Score touchdowns. He's got to.
They got a lot of weapons there with CU.
I'd be shocked if they have more than 8 drives.
But CSU moved the ball pretty good against them. Air Force does. They are relentless with how they approach running the ball. I'll pick CU to win, but I bet it's a close game, and I bet it's pretty exciting. So I'm glad that the rivalry is here. And
close game like the 27-24 OU Air Force game in 2010, huh?
There you go.
Yeah.
Who you taking? You're probably saying the same as me, because I said that so well.
I'll just say Air Force, because you're usually wrong.
You want to put something on
straight,
that?
Straight up? What's the line on that game?
What do we do?
We're going to hedge our college bet with the Air Force.
No. Let's just stick with the Michigan State, Arizona State.
I can be a poser, poser Buffalo all you want. Bring it, Richie. Yeah, I was. Oh man, I was rooting for Christian. I'm not gonna lie. That game last night. Give the ball to Christian. Win the game. Shaq Barrett.
I did.
Huh?
How about him?
How about Shaq Barrett?
I thought the Broncos have players like that. He wanted to get paid as a starter. I know why he's not here. He didn't really get paid as a starter. I think he signed a 1-year deal there in Tampa. But that's a guy that. A good guy to have around. Here's Champ. He's about.
Oh,
Nick Ferguson didn't block his guy.
Right, I know. Here we go. We watch Nick.
Not because Ben Watson.
Where is he going? To number 80? What's he doing? Nothing. Troy Brown? Hey, hey, Nick. Nick, heads up.
There you go, Nick. Oh, Champ was gassed and pulled up there.
Champ did slow down. He is so lucky.
Ben Watson lit him up.
Man, that ball did look like
it. Look at Burnsy.
Look at Jeff.
Tatum, Tinkerbell. You know who texted me during the Broncos game the other night? At the end with, you know, when the Raiders are running out the clock? Tatum Bell.
Yeah.
Told you. I told you.
Told you what?
Remember how I saw him during training camp and we got into a heated dispute about how the Broncos are going to be this year?
Yeah.
Well, he gave me the told you. I was right. He said they were going to be 4-12.
Let's get to our NFL preview. You ready to roll? Rock and roll, Richie? Okay.
Told you. He waited to the end, though. It was a one-score game. He waited for them to get the first down. Told you. Tatum Bell.
I'll give you a choice here. Do you have the Tebow audio, Richie? I'll give you a choice. We can look at some NFL games coming up this weekend, or we can hear Tebow ranting about the California law that passed.
Is he pro or against?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I saw that he was ranting.
I would like to talk about that. That's
the Tebow
thing?
That's
more interesting than rando NFL games.
Okay. You got Tebow?
Go Dolphins.
All right. Let's go. Here. Let's hear from Tebow.
I feel like I have a little credibility and knowledge about this because when I was at the University of Florida, I think my jersey was one of the top selling jerseys around the world. It was like Kobe, LeBron, and then I was right behind them and I didn't make a dollar from it, but nor did I want to because I knew going into college what it was all about. I knew going to Florida, my dream school, where I wanted to go, the passion for it. And if I could support my team, support my college, support my university, that's what it's all about. But now we're changing it from my university, from being an alumni where I care, which makes college football and college sports special, to then, okay, it's not about us, it's not about we, it's just about me. And yes, I know we live in a selfish culture where it's all about us, but we're just adding and piling it onto that, where it changes what's special about college football. We turn it into the NFL, where who has the most money, that's where you go. That's why people are more passionate about college sports than they are about NFL. That's why the stadiums are bigger in college than they are in the NFL, because it's about your team. It's about your university. It's about where my family wanted to go. It's about where my grandfather had a dream of seeing Florida win an SEC championship. Oh, and you're taking that away so that young kids can earn a dollar. And that's just not where I feel like college football needs to go.
That's fair,
there's that
man.
Opportunity in the NFL,
that's
but
fair.
Not in college football.
Amen, Tim.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Down. What a ding-dong.
That was Tim Tebow uncensored.
Tim Tebow talks like this all the time. He doesn't stop. He has this right up here.
He was off script there.
He just yells all the time about everything.
Love it. Make some good points.
Such as. What were the good points?
It becomes not about the team, but it becomes about you.
Which
is what people's gripe about professional sports is. It's all about the player, not the team.
How much is your coach making there at Florida, Timmy? How much are you making for Florida if you guys go to a national championship game?
Didn't he mention that? How his shirt was being sold?
Yeah. Timmy and Tommy. Once you get to high level college sports, it's over. It is professional. It became professional a long time ago. It's gone. The amateurism is done.
It has. They're getting paid now.
Yeah. And so stop living in the past where you act like there's no other money being generated off your efforts.
I think he's recognizing that when he talked about his shirt sales, his jersey sales while he was at Florida, and he didn't care. That's not the reason he went to Florida. It wasn't to make money. It was to win and go play for your school.
I think he's not. All right. Is that how you really feel? Like the athlete shouldn't get paid in college? Do you really feel like
that? I think across the board, athletes should be paid, but not the quarterback because he's at a car dealership getting 10 grand for an appearance.
Why not?
Because that's not fair to the fat people.
You go negotiate your own fat people deal.
No, fat people don't get deals.
Okay, hold on a second. I worked at a college radio station where none of us got paid. I got myself a job.
It was something to put on your resume, though, wasn't it?
104.7 Kicks FM.
Resume builder.
They didn't care.
It's just like playing college football. It's resume builder.
What mattered is what I could do for them, not what I had done. Should every kid at my college radio station, because I got a job and I was making money in radio professionally, should everybody have been compensated that way?
What are you making this about you for?
Because other college students have opportunities to make money in their fields, and life isn't fair. Not everybody gets it. Not every.
Did you pay tuition?
Yes. Well, my parents did. Yes.
Yeah, there was tuition. Well, the players get free school.
I'm kind of surprised on your attitude on this, to be honest with you.
I feel like
I'm surprised.
Because I just feel it's going to create this me attitude more than it is now. I'm not surprised you have this attitude.
That I want college athletes to be compensated for their efforts? You're not surprised by that?
Not all college athletes, just a few.
Listen, you got to start somewhere. And this is the Olympic model, where you can more or less go benefit from your name that you establish as an amateur. Quote, unquote. This has been going on for a long time. If you can establish yourself, you're over 18, you're an adult. What games are we playing here with college? Like it's rah-rah 1952? College sports is a big business. And to think that it's not, and yeah, there are some stars in that business. I'm surprised.
I'm just envisioning the locker room when a couple guys are making a bunch of money off endorsements.
And what?
How is that going to play with 83 other guys?
Do they like having a Scott? Well, first of all, there are going to be other guys benefiting. It's not going to be one guy.
I said 83. There are 85 guys in scholarships. So two guys. The wide receiver and the quarterback. Let's say.
All right, I'll play that game with you. What if the quarterback refuses to take an endorsement unless we also pay his offensive line?
In a me attitude society, me first, what happens if that does not happen in your perfect utopia?
I don't care. Because I think if you're selling Tim Tebow jerseys in the Florida bookstore, he should get a cut of them. I think, you know, Johnny Manziel at Texas A&M,
The bookstore has to have the fat people, too. That the people can buy the fat people's shirts.
If you want, hey, why don't you just put it like NFL, what is the NFL.com, and you can order jerseys, make it available for everyone.
A portion of those sales go to a player.
Yeah, a big portion of them. You can buy the fat people jersey all you want.
College sports was like you were promoting how you want college basketball players back with, because of the pure aspect of college basketball players playing for the United States against all the other countries, the best we have college players, because you like the idea of the college athlete. Now they're not college athletes anymore.
Well, you talked me out of that, and I went to U23 because you pointed out everybody's already going to be a pro anyways. I was like, yeah, you got a good point. Anyways.
Did I talk you out of it?
Yeah. I went U23 instead of college athletes.
Because I went Pan Am Games on you, didn't
you
I?
That's right. Yeah. You won that
That's
argument.
Right.
Yeah. Hockey.
Roby Day.
For me.
Someone.
Yeah, you weren't there last time.
You missed a good one.
Did I?
I saw the real players. You saw a bunch of dudes that ain't going to be on the roster.
I saw the future. Get to it next.
K
Get your pre-pregame on Sunday morning with us.
Ready?
1043thefan.com. Cecil Lammy kicks off nearly 7 hours of analysis heading into Denver's home opener against Chicago. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. Right here on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Hey, it's DMAC for Men's.com. As we dive into football season, I've got a way for you to save a lot of money and do the best for your health. If you're paying hundreds a month for Viagra or Cialis, nah, that's not the way to go. Our friends at Men's.com are helping with generic Viagra or Cialis for a very small fraction of the cost. They deliver your meds conveniently and discreetly to your front door. And now, your first month, $5. $5 for generic Viagra or Cialis straight to your door. So, no doctor appointment or embarrassing conversations. And you can save tons of money. It's unbelievable how many folks are overpaying for their Viagra and Cialis. It's also shocking to hear how many men settle with limited performance. Come on, guys. Get to Men's.com. M-E-N-S.com. Don't miss the buzzer on this one. It's time to address your needs and save money. Learn more before it's too late at FDA-approved Men's.com.
There's only a few weeks left to enjoy patio season in Denver, so head to Tap 14, a rooftop bar and beer garden a half a block from Coors Field on the Haters rooftop. At Tap 14, they celebrate the amazing beer and whiskey scene here in Colorado. They have 70 beers on tap, all brewed right here in Colorado. In addition to their craft beer, they also feature over 50 Colorado distilled whiskeys and a brand new made-from-scratch food menu. Their Sun Drenched patio has amazing views of the Denver skyline and is only a half a block from Coors Field.
Hey, Doug.
Oh, hi.
How about that NFL game yesterday?
Oh, man, right? It was like touch and down. I mean, when you're on fire and, you know, they were on fire.
It's a beautiful Doug, game when you... Doug, you missed the game, didn't you?
Oh, what? No.
Listen, I used to miss NFL games, too. A lot of them. But then I got NFL Sunday Ticket on DirecTV. Now I get every live game every Sunday and never miss a thing.
Oh, good, because a good game is like...
I think this will really help you, Dub.
TV without NFL Sunday Ticket is just kinda TV. Get every live game every Sunday with NFL Sunday Ticket. Call 1-800-DIRECTV and find out how to get the 2019 season at no extra cost when you switch to DIRECTV. Don't just kinda TV, DIRECTV. Out of market games only. Select international games excluded. Auto renews each season at the prevailing rate unless canceled. Restrictions apply.
Grease Monkey appreciates you. On Saturday, September 14th, Grease Monkey is holding a Front Range Customer Appreciation Day. We have giveaways for the first 100 customers. One per family to thank you. All customers will receive $10 off any full service oil change on Saturday, September 14th only. Not valid with any other offer. Valid only at participating locations. We look forward to seeing you and your vehicle at Grease Monkey. Grease Monkey, oil changes and more.
Hello, this is Ryan Watson, Vice President and General Manager of Audi Flatirons and Audi Boulder Service. When was the last time a dealership delivered the experience you were looking for? Have you ever felt that buying a car was solely about making the sale? It should be about the relationship, beginning with your commitment to do business with us and continuing through the years to follow. Our team is dedicated to exceeding your expectations from the first mile to the last. Come see us in person.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's the drive.
Well, I thought about going.
You thought about what? You had a Roby Day.
Well.
You said you were going. You didn't go. You didn't tell anyone. Roby Day.
Roby Day. Roby Day from the first day of
Roby
as,
Day at as, Family Sports.
As practice. How was it?
It was,
First day of Avs.
Very different.
Training camp, right?
Right.
For everybody.
Oh, yeah. All the big boys were there.
Everybody's
the draft
there.
Picks, everybody was there. The problem is that the Avs don't do the fans any favors. At least the Broncos, when you're sitting on the hill,
yeah.
Players have numbers on.
I know.
So it really tests your eyesight. Either you know the player already by their gait,
like
a McKinnon.
Yeah.
Or you're trying to read the little number on their helmet.
Yeah.
Which is what I spent my time doing.
I thought... Last Friday, I thought they had rosters, paper rosters.
No, I have a roster.
With numbers, but they don't have numbers on
right,
the players.
Right, so you're basically just trying to figure out who is who. And I'll tell you what, Donskoy and Kadri are going to be in line two I think that's going to be a line. I don't know who the other winger is going to be, but I figured that out.
How is
Nazem Kadri, and the tempo was great.
Yeah.
They weren't running. It amazes me. They were running a 5-on-0 breakout, and yeah. They go down, and if they scored, the crowd would cheer. And I'm like, what's going on here? First of all, it's the Avs goal you're scoring on, and then it's a 5-on-0. There's little to no resistance. Shouldn't we be scoring every time in that scenario?
You should have a pretty good shot on net, that's for sure. How was the crowd?
Good crowd.
Yeah.
When they shifted over to the other ice, the Avs ice, it got a little tight because the seating in there isn't great. But they were just, when I went over there, I was like, man, I stood there for like 5 minutes and all they were doing was just conditioning. And then they get a break, they clean the ice, and then they came back to the other sheet, which used to be it doesn't have the Arapahoe in the middle at center ice anymore.
It doesn't? I didn't notice that.
It's the Sol Suburban now.
Oh, okay.
So no more Arapahoe. There's Arapahoe signage there.
Yeah.
They have the Canadian flag finally turned the right way.
Good.
Which for many years it was backwards. I don't know how that has happened.
That is a riot. I didn't even realize that.
But it was, for a first day.
When they were doing the...
The conditioning on one side, EJ and Ann Cole were on the other side. Now, everything I'd heard after the season, after their surgeries, was Ann Cole was, possibly after Christmas, EJ maybe before that, but they were working pretty good. I'd be surprised if they're not out there by November, early December.
What is the Rantanen situation?
He is still unsigned. I was talking to Dater. And
our new correspondent
Then I was listening to Dater as he was talking to Sandy and Big O.
That's awesome.
And I could hear him talking about the Rantanen thing. And this is what Dater's been saying all along, is that the dominoes need to fall. There's not like this contentious negotiations between Rantanen and the Avs. You're just waiting for those restricted free agent, the market to be set.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, why not? Can't he be the one to set it? Why does he have to wait? Why is he waiting for other dominoes to fall? You know, the Marners of the world, he's a different style player as well, but they're all these restricted free agents, and there was no Rantanen today, I'll tell you that.
Okay, well, hopefully that gets figured out relatively quickly. He's a pretty important piece of the puzzle.
It's great to see my boys. Saw Vic and Kiefer and McNabb was there and all the altitude guys.
How they doing?
We were talking about the TV situation.
They doing all right.
It does not sound like anything's going to be resolved for preseason.
Okay.
They were more optimistic about the games being aired, the regular season, when that starts, fans will be able to watch some way, somehow.
For the record, because I think things have got twisted in a weird way, I am so hopeful that this gets resolved so we can all watch the games.
Right.
So,
they do a great broadcast.
They do.
The in-between intermission, they do a great job with Rycroft, and they just, as far as regional sports programming, I think it's fantastic what they give the fans.
I think they produce a great product.
They have great personalities to go along with that production. I'm just hoping something gets resolved. It does not sound like fans in the 10-state area here are going to have a chance to watch any sort of, on television, any preseason games.
Right, and center ice blacks out.
Right, you can't see it. You won't be able to watch Avs preseason hockey is what I was getting out of it. But it was good to see the guys.
Yeah.
They're former coworkers and good people.
And, you know, it's really not about those people, whatever, because they're great. It's about...
No, they're caught in the middle.
It's billionaires having issues with other billionaires, and who knows the complexities of what really it's going to take to hash it out. I'm not even going to pretend that I'm anywhere close to that. I just hope it gets done.
Vic was trying to explain it to me. Mosier was trying to explain it to me. I did not understand anything. Carriage and all of this stuff, and apparently... I think it's DirecTV that's taking on ESPN as well.
Okay.
So... Obviously, something needs to get cleared up here pretty soon, because fans deserve to watch these teams. They've waited through the last couple years have been pretty rough. I know the Avs have been back-to-back playoffs, but the Nuggets in particular have been pretty bad up until last year, and to not be able to see these teams play when it's, you know, you finally see it reaping the rewards of those hard, lean years, and now we're possibly not being able to see him play?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's... they're so much deeper into it than we are, so let's hope it just gets worked out. I'll just
it sounds
it
like it. It sound they were very optimistic as far as the regular season games go.
Good.
Not so much with the preseason.
Okay.
But the product on the ice, obviously it's hard to gauge.
So wait, were you down on the glass?
No, I sat up in the stands.
They were up in the.
The media people were right behind me.
Oh, so in the stands?
No, they're not in the stands, but Kiefer was in the stands.
Yeah.
I'm going to space on the girl's name, but she's the
Lauren,
new Lauren.
The
new Lauren Gardner.
I think her name's Lauren as well.
Okay, so she I talked to her for a while.
Like
yeah. She's a Michigan grad
from the Detroit
area.
Have you seen her play guitar and sing? She's absurdly talented.
Yeah.
Anyways, you're talking to her. She's
sorry,
a new one.
Sorry, Richie. She's a Michigan grad, not Michigan State, but... they're pretty excited, kind of, you know, champing at the bit to get going here, and they're excited about the season. The product on the ice is, it's hard to decipher because there wasn't much. It was all drills with no numbers, and everybody's scoring. And
everybody knows how to skate.
Bo Byram is out there, and you know, the draft picks are out there. A couple guys trying out, NHL tryouts. They have those. There's a couple guys on AHL contracts.
If you want to see something complicated and to try to figure out who's good and who's not good, go to an NHL training camp practice and good luck deciphering who's better than the other guy out there.
Well, you can see a guy like McKinnon skate, though. You don't need to know his number.
Fine.
You can see the stride of him.
That's that one guy. Good luck differentiating. My point is they're all really, really good.
I picked out Kadri right away. I was just waiting for him to hit someone.
Did you make out Makar?
I did not. I didn't see him. I didn't... There's about, you know, defensemen are all in the black shirts, which traditionally they are.
Yeah.
But there's probably 15 D-men out there.
Right, well,
I saw Zadorov a lot.
I'm sorry.
Just because he's so much bigger than everybody else.
But it's open. It's training camp's open. Like, tomorrow I could go, right?
I think it's 4 days here.
Are you going to be out there other days?
I'm taking an air flight tonight.
Oh, you are on an air flight.
A red eye. Midnight I leave.
Look how good you look, by the way.
Yeah,
look
I got to get cleaned up for the wife, right?
Cleaned up. It's going to be...
There are no excuses for this weekend. You know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean. Coming up next, we catch up with Coach Mike Ditka. Ditka. Next, right here on The Fan.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's The Drive.
Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers became legends here. But if there's one Bear who best represents the city of broad shoulders, it's the coach, Iron Mike Ditka.
Now, be honest. If the Bears had given Rex Grossman the day off in that Super Bowl and had Ditka play quarterback, how badly would the Colts have lost?
Well, Coach Ditka, you got to remember, was in his late 60s at the time. So I see that as a close one. Bears 96, My Little Pony's 10.
That seems wrong to me.
Horses are no match for the Bears. Bears.
We are joined by Coach Mike Ditka. Coach, thank you so much for being on with us. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
When you hear that skit that was very famous on Saturday Night Live and was brought up again by Peyton Manning recently on ESPN, what do you think of it, and does it make you smile a little bit?
Well, the guys had a lot of fun. There's no question about it. And they got a lot of mileage out of that. Those guys were good guys. I got to know them, and they were fun guys. You know, Chicago, gets kind of boisterous, and they kind of made that special.
How involved are you with the Bears organization these days?
I'm really not. I'm a big fan, of course. I'll always be a Bears fan. I mean, I was drafted and signed by George Halas twice, once to be a player, once to be a coach. And I love the Bears. I love everything about them. But, you know, I'm way beyond that now. I'm an old man, and they got a good organization. They got a good coach. They got a hell of a young quarterback. So, I mean, a lot of things that they're doing right now are pretty good now. They've got to learn to score points, that's for sure. You can't win in the NFL if you can't score points. You know, if you think you're going to score 10 points and win a lot of games, you're crazy.
Well, that seems to be an issue in the NFL as we look at this Broncos and Bears game, Coach, that both teams seem to be having a problem scoring points. What would you do to adjust that?
Well, I don't know. I'm not knocking it. I mean, I understand defense, and you prime your team to play great defense, but I think the consistency is no longer there. And so when everybody says, well, we're going to try to score a lot of points, you come out and you throw the ball, well, that's not necessarily the right thing to do, but you're going to have to throw it. There's no question about it. But if you're going to establish a good running game in the NFL, your play-action passes will get you all you want. So, I think you got to run the ball, and then you got to go play action, and you got to get in a passing situation. You just pass the ball, that's all. And it'll be a good fit to do that.
Do you like the Bears' style of offense? They're in shotgun 99% of the time. They run a lot of RPO. It's almost a college style of offense. Do you like that style?
Well, I don't particularly dislike it. Because I was in Dallas when we put the shotgun in. The Cowboys were the first ones to put it in, really. And, with Coach Landry. And it's a great offense. And, when you had a quarterback like Staubach, it worked great for him. The guy's got to be mobile. He's got to be able to run the ball. But, again, why we put it in, I think the quarterback has a much better view of the defense. You know, he doesn't have to take the snap from under center and drop back. He's already back there. So he can pre-read the defense. And then when the ball snapped, you can tell pretty much about what defense they're playing. And then, wrap the quarterback and try to get the ball to the guy they're supposed to get it to.
Coach Ditka, you were a tight end before your time because you were a great pass catcher as well as a blocker. What did you like doing better? What did you take more pride in?
Well, I played. I had great running backs playing behind me. You guys won't remember Willie Gallimore, but he was fantastic. And, of course, Gale Sayers. And, they were two of the best all time, in my opinion, in the NFL. And George Halas, he's no dummy. We ran the ball. We ran the ball. We used play action passing. So, I was a tight end. And I caught a lot of passes because I had a quarterback named Bill Wade, God bless him, that he loved to throw the football to me. And, it's sort of easier. People wanted to play that too deep defense and, come up and bump the outside receiver. So, I was sometimes covered by a linebacker. And if I can't get away from a linebacker, I shouldn't be playing.
Coach Dick, I've always had a question that I hope you can just indulge me on this a tad. Do you have any regrets that you didn't get Walter Payton a touchdown in Super Bowl, Super Bowl? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, every day of my life.
Oh.
I didn't think about it. I really didn't think about it. And the play that we ran with the fridge is a play we ran all year. I mean, it wasn't like I just ran the play. It was a play we ran all year. And when he was moving, it was pretty hard to stop. But I never thought about it. And, of course, when I had it to do over again, I would have thought about it and done it the right way and make sure Walter got his touchdown. Walter Payton was the greatest football player I've ever seen. Now, that's me that I've ever seen. I mean, there were a lot of good ones. But people don't realize what a great receiver he was, what a great blocker he was. I mean, he blocked for Matsui like Matsui blocked for him. Mm. So, he was pretty special.
All right, Coach. Do you have a pick, Broncos or the Bears? Should I ask you who you're picking?
The Bears. You know what they are. They got a good defense, guys, and they can run the football. I like Mitch, but they got to score points. You cannot score 10 points in the NFL and think you're going to win every game. You're just not going to do it. You're going to lose most of them. So they got to score points, and I don't know that much about the Broncos' offense right now, but that's the key. You've got to take pressure off your defense by putting some points on the board. If you're sitting there looking at the game and you only got 3 points or 7 points going into the third quarter, you're going to have a problem. I don't care how good your defense is.
Coach, thank you so much for joining us, and we really appreciate it. And great catching up. Thank you, Coach Ditka.
All right, let's have a good game. God
okay.
Bye.
All right.
Halas and Landry were his coaches.
He spans so much of NFL history. It's crazy. Great stuff with Mike Ditka. We both have the Broncos winning. We'll see what Cecil thinks. Cecil Lammy up next on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.